Hey Rusty, I'm taking a look at your analysis of the Lord Byron poem. Everything looks good. The points that you make with regard to rhyme are of course good, and alliteration, and the poetic devices that you mention, and the, as in one shade the more, one ray the less. Yes, that's really beautifully done. So the thing that I would comment on that you said, the rhythm of the first stanza differs in the last line. There's an extra syllable and also different emphasis because GAU would be oh, Gaudy, would be a strong beat. Third stanza has three syllable words, eloquent and innocent, which actually means that the rhyme scheme doesn't really work because in contemporary terms, we don't necessarily rhyme innocent with spent and eloquent because we don't say eloquent and innocent. We say innocent and eloquent. So those don't truly rhyme for us in our time period, but in terms of poetry, it looks nice on the page. People are aware of it, even if they read it aloud and put the emphasis on the word the way it should be, rather than trying to emphasize the rhyme. So I think all this looks good. That's what I did want to talk to you about, though, is what you said about the first stanza, which heaven, if you probably know from looking at lyrics and music in the 1940s and 1930s, that often heaven is set as a single syllable word. It's done that way in hymn books as well sometimes. Never made sense to me, but heaven, that's actually two, but there's lots of songs that do that. And so I think that's what's going on here, and I don't know how that tradition began personally, but I'm glad that we've moved away from it. But the bigger issue for me is that the rhythm of this fourth line doesn't match at all. Meets in her aspect and her eyes. And if you look at that, or softly lightens o'er her face, is still that iambic, and it's not in the first stanza. So this is the reason I picked this poem, is that discrepancy between those stanzas in the fourth line. That's something that you have to work out with a lyricist, how you want to do that. And so I just oftentimes the composers that I work with will roll right over that and not realize, they'll just say meets in her aspect and her eyes, which doesn't make sense according to the words that are there. So that's really the thing that I want to point out. You didn't mention that, you just mentioned the final line, and I think Gaudi Dei, which heaven to Gaudi Dei denies. I think that's fine. Gaudi is a fine word, even if it seems antiquated to us. So I think you did a good job here. I'm anxious to see which songs that you selected to work on, so I'm going to move forward and take a look at that. I know you're working fast to complete the lab, so more in a minute.